It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin. The looming global food shortage causing the price of potash to more than double on the back of soaring world demand for fertilizer.
Yeah, we've been talking about this looming food shortage. Now it's having an impact because when you grow food, you need fertilizer and the fertilizer needs potash. So we've seen the potash price soar 130% to 150%. And this is not speculative buying like we've got with the oil price. This is real, genuine, face-to-face buyer-seller relationship. So it shows you how fundamental this food issue is and how important it is that we get some more capacity into the industry, get some more potash in. And we see a scramble for potash in Africa as well. The Canadians have come in with Mag Industries and Mag Mineral to try and mine more potash in the Congo, Republic of Congo, not the DRC, which we're talking about, but the Congo. And we'll be looking to Port Anua to try and get exports through there. We also see our own Foscor, which is fertilizer-related and owned by the Industrial Development Corporation, see a revenue surge there and things doing better. All over the world, this focus on food is now getting intense, and it's having an impact downstream on those ingredients that are needed to create food productivity.
South Africa's shipping company Safmarine will add no less than 11 new ships to its fleet this year to meet soaring demand for sea transport.
So we see soaring demand for fertilizer, soaring demand for shipping services, and this is impacting on our own Safmarine, which is now having the most ambitious program in its history to add to the number of ships that it's got. And they'll add another 11 new vessels to already 50 vessels in this year alone. And that is many more than they have done since 2004, since they began this expansion program. I think they added 9 ships between 2004 and 2007. Now we've got this massive surge because of huge demand, and it's locally, we've got demand. The biggest demand bringer has been the automotive industry because we're exporting vehicles. They take up a lot of space on ships. But then we really assemble those vehicles here. So you've got to import the completely knocked down parts and assembly. So you've got a two-way import-export there already. And then because of the government's motor industry development program, you've got an export spin-off because in order to earn credits, they start producing automotive parts here and then exporting those separately in their own account. But of course, the big movers and shakers are the likes of China and India. And we now see our Safmarine able to operate out of China, sending goods to United States, operating out of India and Pakistan into Europe. So this massive shipping line expansion is symbolized in how quickly our own Safmarine is expanding.
Martin, speaking of two-way and movers and shakers, a multi-billion rand race hotting up between South Africa and Australia for the right to build a massive radio telescope to scan the night skies for the world. Tell us a bit more about that.
You know, radio telescopes, they sound like very scientific, and we're not normally fully au fait with what goes on with them, but we are looking to build a massive, the world's biggest radio telescope in the Karoo, if we can win this tender. Now, there were several countries bidding for this, and it's now down to Australia and South Africa. They're the two last shortlisted, and it's a great project. It's a multi-billion rand project, and in anyone's book, it's very good for the engineering sector and the economy. So besides promoting science, this SKA project, very big SKA project on the cards for us. We were working very hard to get this. It's been championed by Dr. Bernie Fanaroff. We see already we will have a large radio telescope, whether we win the SKA award or not, because we are building what is called the Meerkat already in the Karoo. And take Meer in Afrikaans, meaning more, and Kat is the Karoo Array Telescope. They decided that they needed to have this as a core telescope in order to try and leverage more advantage in this race to win the SKA, and that is being built at the moment. It's also got a lot of spin-off because some of the radio telescope dishes are already being locally manufactured and done quite innovatively. So we're getting quite a lot of technical backup coming in from South Africa for this whole idea of radio telescopes, which are, they scan deep into space and teach the world a lot about, our astronomical history. And so we could be the site for this if we win this bid, but it's going into a preparatory phase, and it's called the PREP SKA at the moment. It was announced in Australia, and we are preparing to win this. It'll be announced in 2011.
Zooming in on heavy industry, Martin Creamer, publishing editor, Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He's back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.